Hi, my name's Diane Jenks, and I am the host and producer of the Outspoken Cyclist podcast. The following is a conversation I had with Don Walker, the owner and director of the North American Handmade Bicycle Show. It's about Interbike. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing well, Diane. How about yourself?
Good. Normally, we talk about NABs and we talk about lots of stuff, but today, I just want a short couple of minutes with you about your thinking of what has transpired over the last week with Emerald Expositions killing Interbike.
Well, I mean, where do you start? I believe, and I've said it, you know, on social media, I believe that Interbike went wrong 8 or so years ago when they talked about going back to Anaheim. And many of the folks that they had talked to said, yes, let's leave Vegas. And when you get to thinking about it, you know, I mean, Vegas is a great place for shows that really aren't in a health industry, so to speak. There's a lot of alcohol, there's gambling, there's, well, you know, the old saying, hookers and blow kind of thing. And you know, there's a lot of stuff in Sin City that just really isn't bike centric. And the best part about, you know, Las Vegas was Cross Vegas. So when they talked about going back to Anaheim and then didn't, that turned a lot of people against them. I don't think it was the same after that. You could tell that the wind had gone from their sails. They were just on, I'd say, cruise control. And then they made the decision to finally leave Las Vegas. So they started interviewing cities. They interviewed Denver, Indianapolis, Salt Lake City, and you know, I'm not even sure where else, Reno. And out of all those cities that would probably be easier to get to and probably restore the faith from the industry itself into the show, they chose Reno. And right. I understand that, you know, they felt like the outdoor demo probably was their big seller. And, you know, having it at North Star or whatever resort that was up there was, you know, going to be the big, you know, big draw. But I don't think that they counted on everybody just going, you know what, Salt Lake City or Denver would have been a much better venue. And, well, you know, we just don't have faith anymore and we're out.
What do you think about the fact that the industry itself, the bicycle retailer, the bicycle market has changed so much that, in fact, what Interbike was offering really, regardless of even its location, wasn't really what the dealer needs?
You know, yeah, it's a changing marketplace, Diane. You know, there's a few companies that have decided to go consumer direct. And that business model works for them. And I'd have to say that, you know, just viewing the retail landscape, I mean, we're living in an Amazon world right now. People are fine with online shopping and, you know, not going to the local ma and pa store to buy something. And I think this is going to be how it is for a while until, you know, the whole nostalgia of it changes and people are like, you know what? I want to go talk to somebody face to face.
You think it'll come around
when I make
again?
A transaction. I think it will. I think
that's
it will. It might take 10 or 15 years, but I think it will. Because me, myself, you know, running NABs, I make a lot of phone calls and, you know, I even myself as a frame builder, I don't like ordering online. I like calling somebody. For example, you know, Paragon Machine Works, I'm going to give them a shout out right there. I like calling and talking to Donna or Mark or somebody and just saying, hey, how are you? How's the weather out there? Thanks for taking my call and my order. You know, I really appreciate you guys, you know, your support of NABs. I like the communication. When I need, a couple of tube sets, I'll call the folks over at Nova Cycles. Same thing. I want to talk to somebody. It sure is convenient to order online. It is. There is that convenience. But I like the personalities of the industry. I like talking to people. I like getting to know people. And I like, the interaction. Because when I, you know, see somebody, and you included, if I see you walk through the door at the show, what do? I drop what I'm doing and come over and shake your hand or give you a hug or whatever, because, you know, I enjoy and value the friendships that, you know, this industry has created for me.
It's a really good point. You know, and I think that face-to-face civil conversation has been lost on a lot of levels. It's not just in our industry. It seems to be sort of out in the entire, like, stratosphere that people don't talk to one another. And I agree with you. Do you think that Interbike might have done better had they made it both consumer and trade? You know, NABS basically is a consumer show, and it has kept it alive and vibrant and growing.
That's a good question, because I think the last 4 or 5 years, you know, Interbike has done a consumer day, but, you know, I have friends that work for large corporations that exhibit, and, you know, they tell me, I don't even show up that day. I don't want to deal with the consumers. But the cold hard reality is that, you know, if there's hardly any bike shops anymore, buddy, you're going to have to deal with a consumer. This is going to be how it is. Consumerism is the future. You are going to have to deal with a consumer, because the bike shops are closing at record rates. You know, I mean, I don't know how many have closed this, you know, year, and the year's not even over yet. You know, but I know that it's a large number. If your shop doesn't have an ace service staff, A++, you know, if you don't have that, you might be going by the wayside. People don't mind showrooming. They don't mind going over to the bike shop and go, okay, I wear a size 12 or size 48 shoe. And then they, you know, go ahead and try something on and go, okay. And then they order it online.
Yeah, that's been going on for years. That's not new. That is, I mean, right. I can remember that back in the 90s that people would go to Bike Nash Bar. They'll come into my store, and Bike Nash Bar is, you know, an hour and a half north of me, and they just go order it. I'm like, yeah, really? That was it. And it was annoying, because we were a full service shop that prided ourselves on taking good care of customers. So you're always going to have those. We used to call them bottom feeders. Today, though, it seems like everybody's a bottom feeder. You know, it's like it's all about price, not about service. And I agree with you. I think the pendulum has to swing back eventually.
It has to swing back, Diane. You're absolutely right. It's just, you know, it's got to come back where people realize that it's the relationships that they build and, you know, the friendships. But again, at some point, it is going to turn around. And people will go back to that relationship, just, you know, like I have. I want the relationship with the people, you know, in this industry.
Will there be any bike shops left? That's really the question. Who's going to pick up that torch when people like me and others who have been in the industry 40 plus years really retire and go away? And who's taking our places? Not a lot of people right now, although there is a young crop, but I don't know that they understand old style retail. Of course, maybe it's going to be new style retail. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't have the answer for that.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess we've figured it out. We're just going to stick with what we know and do what we do.
Yeah, let's just keep doing this.
All right. Well, we'll talk again right before NABS in March. And thanks for talking to me about this whole issue with Interbike and the trade shows. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the opportunity.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. You can find out more about the Outspoken Cyclist podcast by going to outspokencyclist.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast at all your favorite podcast apps.